Okay, we continue reading from the Sefer Kitvun Lido. We're on page now, Pei Ches 88. Now, Hadfasatam Shel Kitv Arizal, the publishing of the writings of the Arizal. Now, excuse me, it's explained as follows. Kitv Arizal Zal Hichlu Olim Al Mizbeach Dfus L'Rishono Barzot Ashkenaz. The first time, actually, the writings of Ariza was published in the lands of Ashkenaz, in the Ashkenazi countries. Obeikan nitfase kifi sidre arichatam al shel Rav Meir Papirish ve shel Rav Yaakov Tzemach. So the first type of publishing was obviously made from the latest people, or were from the writings of Rav Meir Papirish and from Yaakov Tzemach, Zatzal. She sofrim ktav yad b'sivrei, because they're all handwritten, b'sidra achiyotam hayu nefutzim mitzuyoyim me'od ba'atzotam. And already those handwritten copies were already well spread out. V'ilo ha'shmona sha'arim, but rather, the Shmona Sha'arim that the Rav Shmuel V'tal was in charge of, kinira lo nodu'u klal be'artzot Ashkenaz. They, for some reason, did not get their hands on the Shmona Sha'arim of Rav Shmuel V'tal, ba'otam dorot. V'nira boru, she'agam she'atakato she'ameshmonim, Shmona Sha'arim, achen hitpashtu be'artzot Mizrach, be'mosha v'kilot Sfardim, mikol mekom, nogu b'shmurot בשמורנות יותר לגבי הפרסום אפילו בהקטות כתב יד ולהדיה התנגדו לתפסתם כמו שאבינו להם בדברי החידה בשם גדולים. So it seems to be that there's more hush hush Indian of Shmona Sha'arim than there was לגבי the other Ksavim, and that the Shmona Sha'arim was more prevalent outside the Mizrah by the Sfardim, and for some reason it did not spread out to the outside Ashkenaz, as he'll explain later on. Amarti la'aroch kan rishima mektavim nitfosim b'mokom b'shana shel atfosa. I'm going to list some of the writings and the years that they were published. Now, v'chein le'ir k'tzara b'tiro ha'sefer. And also, I would write a little bit of a little introduction on each sefer, or a sort of a summary. Shah rod chutot u'alot la'lomed v'lo rishamti kol atfusim el arishon. Shuv otam yesh b'hem ez tohelet o tosefet kedome v'ze chali b'siat shmaim. Now, the first one is Sefer Derech Etzrayim, who Hagdamat Chochmat Kabbalah Shisaderet Arav Meir Papirish. Now, Nitfas Rishona Bekratz, Beshanat Atavkuf Membet, Beshem Etzrayim, Veshuv Nitfas Sham Bekama Pamim Beod Bate Dvus. So the first sefer we have to mention is the monumental work of Rav Chaim Vital called Derech Etzrayim, which is the introduction of all the writings of the Ariza, which was put together by Rav Meir Papirish. Now, it was originally published in Karatz, and it was changed to the name of Etzrayim, as opposed to Derech Etzrayim. And it was also published in other Bati Dfusin later on. Now, Bishnat Tav Resh Mem Nitfas Bisaloniki, right, in Italy, with the Agos of the Shemesh. Agos of the Shemesh, as we know, that is Rav Shalom Shalabi, that gave a lot of depth to the Etzrayim as well. Now, Shuv Nitfos Yerushalayim Bishnat Tav Resh Chaf Vav Im Asef Na Shalom. Then they added more, and later on it was again published, and then added the whole sefer of Rashash called Na Shalom. But the sefer Agod Bigiluyone Asef, and they added other Hagos which helped again. And it always says in Ois Kuf Lamed Hei, Balagod Hu, and who wrote these agos? This is Rav Yitzchak Kalamorono. Zal Ve'em Utfos Ve'agos HaShemesh. Ve'agos of Rav Divrei Shalom Nechdo. Ve'tziyun Mesefer Torat Chacham. Ve'chein Chidushim Midilei. So these agos came from this Rav Yitzchak, and he added again more agos with the Shemesh, and he added the Necher, the grandson of the Rashash called the Divrei Shalom, and also of the Talmud of the Rashash called the Torat Chacham, and also he added his own Chidushim over there as well. So that was published again in Shana Tavresh Chav Vav. Now he adds it over here that there were also mistakes. Shuv nitfas behido rav, but the surface of meruba, ulam im arbe tayod ktiv vekhi. A lot of mistakes were. Ubeprat deinan adikto veloshonot yachid rabim zachan nekeva vecholim. Bevarsha and Russia, tavresh nun ale vushlaim tavresh ayin, kulo pirush arav. Then they add in that edition another extremely important pirush called the Yafishah, which gives again a tremendous bikias on all the Kitva Arizal and answers a lot of apparent contradictions. Also, they were added, and also it was called Agos Birurim. Kol b'tocha Agos Sefer b'tzachai Yushlaim b'shnat Tavresh Chavav v'chein likuti mitoch Sefer Shemen Sosan. All these were added later on. Second one, it's called Sefer Pri Etzchaim, not to be mistaken with Etzchaim. Al HaKavanot HaTfilot. This is on the practical side of the Kabbalah, making the Kavanas. This is the first, which actually the first branch from the actual original edition of Rav Meir Papirish, of Pri Etzchaim. Hakol Abba Anafim, Kavana, Mitzvot, Yehudim, Tikkunim, Nitfas, Rishonan, Bekaatz, Beshnatav, Kuf, Mem, Beis. Bechelek Rishon, Asha, Silichot, Kifo Signon, Arichot, Shel Rav Natan Shapira, Hanikra, Me'orot Natan. So the first part of the Chelik of the Pri Etzchaim until the Shah Slichot is actually a copy of Natan Shapira. Natan Shapira, one of the great, lived around 400 years, 378 years, I think. And he wrote the Sefer called Me'orot Natan, which was included in Rav Meir Papirish's Sefer called Pri Etzchaim. V'kedemucha be'akdamoto be'rosh Sefer. So, excuse me, as we read earlier on from the Agdama. V'chelko asheni ad Shah Shabbat, hu lifi seder aricha shel Rav Meir Papirish himself. U'mashav ve'elech noscho eino zaha, lo leze v'lo leze, a bits and pieces from all things, v'ayin lifanin b'sefer machberet hakodesh. Shuv nitva b'sefer Pri Etzchaim בקראת ושנת תו קוף מם היי. Later on it was republished. כפי הראו של אברהם הפפירש, according to the addition of רב מאיר פפירש. גם הוסיפו בו המדפיסים קטעים רבים תחת הכותרת מהחברים. And then the publishers added from the חברים, or we know the חברים, or the other תלמידים of the Arizal, as opposed to רב חיים ויטל. והם ליקוטים על הרוב מספר כנפי יונה. That is from the חברים, and that is from Rav Maran מפנו, famous Talmud of the Arizal, and he wrote a sefer called כנפי יונה, which the Matfisim put inside the Etzchaim, Pri Etzchaim. וכן נתפס שם עוד כמה פעמים, and it was republished quite a few times, ועוד בתתפוסים, מדוע המושלמת ביותר, יצא לאור, and the one which came out the best was Devor Avana, בשנה תו קורסמר ג' ותו קורסמר ד' וכמו שהעיד עליו בעל הלשם בספר הקדומות ושרים בפתיחתו לשער פונים וקדים like the lessons in itself this of all the publications of Priyas Chaim was the best. Number 3, מחברת הקודש. Now, this is something we didn't speak about too much about. מחברת הקודש is כוונת התפילות לשבת וחגים. This is about the actual practical davening of שבת וחגים. ודרושי שבת וראש חודש חנוכה פורים והם כפי הערכתו של הרב נתן שפירא. And this again part and parcel of נתן שפירא's work בספרו מאורות נתן. That's what you see a lot in that sefer. He says Rav Natan, Rav Natan. That's referring to Rav Natan Shapira, which wrote again the sefer Ma'orot Natan. O misham ve'elech yesh bo shino et sefer omegarat me'akatur b'sefer Ma'orot Natan k'tav yad shetachad yadenu nitfaz b'kra'at בשנה תו קוף מם גימו וכבר כתבנו בהקדמתו חלק ראשון של ספר מאורות נתן נתמקס בשנה תו קוף מם בץ. Okay, so we'll stop it here on the listing, and Hashem, next time we'll continue. Go.